Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
When I saw the news this week that track and field is set to become the first Olympic sport that will pay gold medalists in Paris, I put it on my list of things we had to talk about this week. I knew it was – my guess is we're all going to come in at the same place here. Maybe not all of us. But so if you missed it, an article in the AP this week, great article. Track and field set to become the first sport to introduce prize money at the Olympics, with World Athletics saying Wednesday it would pay $50,000 to gold medalists in Paris. It's a symbolic move with the amateur pass of the Olympics in one of the most watched events. The governing body of athletics said it's setting aside $2.4 million to pay gold medalists across the 48 men's and women's and mixed events in the track and field program for the Paris Olympics. The relay teams would split $50,000 between their members. $50,000 is not a lot of money. We know that. Not a big deal. I hate what this represents. I hate it. With all of the fabric of my being, I hate this. And I will tell you why. And I'm an Olympics junkie. I had the distinct honor of being able to cover five in my TV career, three on site, two from back here. And I love the Olympics. I was never a huge Olympic guy before I got to go cover it. But one of the reasons, one of the things I love about the Olympics and what I think captivates us so much about Olympics is that these athletes don't seem like the out-of-touch, out-of-reality athletes that we know in the pro circuit. That the athletes that get angry when they only get $13 million instead of $17 million, right? Those people, for the most part, are out of touch from the common folk like us. But what we love about the Olympics is the stories like the U.S. women's hockey team, right? They winning gold, these athletes, these phenomenal women's college hockey players and professionals winning gold. The curling, the men's curling team, these group of average Joes from Duluth, Minnesota, that go out and dominate the and make incredible strides, play an amazing tournament and win gold. It captivates us because we see ourselves in them, that we see, hey, they're commoners. No, I'm not going to be a curler. No, I'm not an Olympic hockey player. But they have a story. You know, swimmers. David Plummer is a guy who I think about a lot, who was at the University of Minnesota and made the Olympics in Rio in 2016, had to fight his way back. They all have great stories. And now, and you know this, we've talked about this, Pete, with NIL. Once you start to introduce prize money for something, all of a sudden, and it's small, you make the search and quest for that money more important. And that means you start to tell yourself that you're doing whatever you need to do, you do to get that money and to get that fame. And what bothers me about this more than anything, why is it not enough to just have pride in putting on your country's colors? Mm-hmm. Why is it not enough? You hear, even when we've introduced professional athletes like men's hockey into it, the pride in being able to put on the red, white, and blue in the USA. Why is that not enough? Why do we have to introduce prize money? And it's a slippery slope too. But why? Why is this a thing?
Does pride pay for my car payments?
$50,000 doesn't pay for your car payments.
$50,000 goes some ways in car payments. It absolutely does. And also, to be clear, this is the first time the international community is paying these athletes for their golds. The individual associations for each country has their own
some of them payouts, do.
Including
not
the,
all of them,
including the United States of America, $37,500.
For some sports.
My biggest gripe is this, guys, and I think it'll some people will love it, some people are going to hate it, but I hate the idea that we ever even decided to make this move away from amateur athletes going into the Olympics in the first place. I mean, what wasn't the greatest part about the fact that we had this miracle hockey team that we have a bunch of college kids coming together to play against pros in other places? We all know the Russians were getting it. Those were professional players.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there was, but there was something special about the fact that there was no dream team. You know, how fun was it to watch the World Games and the Olympic Games and watch a team with Michael Jordan and all the greatest players ever just beat somebody by 40 points or 50 points or whatever it might be? I mean, it's, it just, it took away from what it was, and we opened up that pandemic, you know, that
Pandora's box.
That Pandora's box.
Yes.
But it's just, you know, I'm old school enough for that. Now, what they could have done was, hey, you know what? You're going to compete. We know it takes a lot, especially track and field. Those guys make very little money. Whatever good money they make is all sponsorships. But I think the reality is you want those guys to be amateurs, guys and gals, to be amateurs. And they're not. They're doing a lot of things at the professional level in all the Olympic stuff. And it's just, for me, it's taken away from the interest that I've always had, or I used to always have, about the Olympics.
You know, maybe I'm naive on this, but
go ahead.
To me, I want the Olympics are the premier sporting event in the entire world, right? That is what I want it to be. I want the absolute best athletes. If it's just amateur, you're not getting the absolute best athletes because they've already found ways to monetize themselves in professional leagues around the globe. I want the absolute best athletes to be there doing what they can do. That's how I see it.
I disagree. I'm sorry. I 1,000% I disagree. I want the best amateurs. I do. I don't want the
and
best.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Can we have two separate events then? Because I think there should be room for seeing the
some
peak,
of the sports do
seeing the
that's
absolute
why they have these
peak
separate
of athletics, right? That's what the Olympics are. It's supposed to be the peak athletes from every nation in these sports from around the globe.
I would say this though. Here'd be the pushback. So when it comes to track and field, it's truly to this day practically an amateur style type of thing. So I think if you could do that, Charlie, I think if you wanted to say, okay, well, we'll do the four big sports, right? The NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, whatever, however you wanted to structure that. But when it comes to guys running the 100 meter, throwing the shot put, I mean, that's what these guys do. I think you get that opportunity every 4 years to watch them do that. My question to Dave is, were they Winter or Summer Olympics or both that you went to? I've never been to an Olympic.
I went to both. I got to cover two winters in a summer.
Gosh, that's great.
And one of the things that makes it so special is because these are amateurs. Now, the other thing that bothers me about this a lot, and this is real, this is a real slippery slope, just like it was when we agreed, you know, that certain college athletes were going to be able to make money, right? Because you can't tell me that someone who does track and field trains more than someone who is sailing or rowing, right? So why, if the same amount of time is invested, if the same amount of you have the same amount of skin in the game, why is it that track and field gets that money because it's more popular as opposed to rowing? That's where the slippery slope comes in, and that's where this is really – if this continues, if this trend goes – it will unravel, and I honestly think it's going to be something. This is a – I cannot underscore enough how big of a moment this is in the Olympics and what this means. But if you take away the amateur status, if you take away that love of who we enjoy watching and make it professional, people will care less about the Olympics. That's my opinion, but that's what I'm going with because I'm telling you, what makes it great is the stories around these athletes and what they do to get to the games and win.
Yeah, I just I think we're just going to be on completely different sides.
That's okay.
I watch the Olympics because I want to see the greatest feats of athleticism that the human body could create. I don't care who you are, how you get there, whatever. I want to see what the human body can do. How far can we throw a stick? How fast can we run down a track? That is what the Olympics are for in my mind, is just seeing what we can do.
But you mostly do get that. I mean, I would say even if you stayed amateur, you're going to get that in 90% of what's being done out there. And I think that's part of the uniqueness of the Olympics is your opportunity, your Super Bowl doesn't happen every year. It happens every 4 years. So, you know, that's sort of the buildup as well. And the storylines, like you were saying, Dave, you've got these storylines of guys that and gals that none of us have ever heard of before. But, you know, they're somewhere in Belarus or wherever they are, and they come out and they do this, that, and the other, and it's amazing. But, you know, we might never see them ever again. But they are the greatest at that time, with the exception of very, very few, I think, when it comes to the professional sports. I just don't understand why you even had to go there with the 50 grand. Why is that?
There's been pressure. And well, you're right. And why track and field, right? Like the track and field athletes have no problems, and the USTAF, the U.S. Track and Field Association, has no problem getting their athletes there. But you want, like, look at sailing, right? And I'll bring that up because we've had sailors here from Minnesota. Like, those athletes to get to the Olympics, they have to fund it. They have to find their funding a lot of times to get themselves there. Some of them do. Mm-hmm. Some of them may have sponsorships. If you want to give out prize money, give it out to the athletes for the sports that are lesser known that actually need it.
But
that
you
could use that 50 grand.
But you answered your own question. It's what's popular. It's who is watching these things. What is the highest ratings? We talked a lot about TV ratings. Everybody watches track and field. Of course, that's going to be the one that gets the money because that's the one that's bringing in the money, right? Where is the money coming from? It's coming from the viewership of these events. It's not coming from the viewership of sailing.
But you got to spread the wealth.
I think
an ideal sure.
I'm curious. I'd love to know what our listeners think. Give us a call. Is this high time that athletes start getting paid, or is it the beginning of the end? 651-461-9226. It's the Stiles Financial Talk and Text Line. We will get to your comments as we go ahead. Reminder, today we are out at 11:30 because the Twins are at Detroit this afternoon playing. We'll get you to that and Inside Twins coming up after us at 11:30. We will be right back. You're listening to The Huddle on 830 WCCO.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, with every passing day and every passing article, I'm just getting a little more nervous about the Justin Jefferson situation in Minnesota. I don't like that I'm doing this. In fact, I hate it because we need to be impartial, right? We just have to watch this stuff happen, not go with the ebbs and flows of the offseason. But the fact that Jefferson's not signed yet still bothers me. And by the way, he was on an interview, a podcast with Kevin Hart. Do you guys know this podcast? I had not heard of it.
Oh yeah.
I don't even know if I can say what it's called. Because it doesn't seem like.
Please don't if you're close to thinking it's bad.
Okay. Right? Yeah,
it's just
the answer is
if
you're asking yourself if, the answer is probably no. So I'm not going to say it. He's on a podcast with Kevin Hart, and they're talking about Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase getting to play together at the Bengals. Jefferson says, quote, "I love them together. I love the chemistry that they have with each other, but it's definitely some jealousy on that side." Oh, boy. Everybody's freaking out. Justin Jefferson wants a trade because he I'm like, all right, I'm not going to go that far. And in this 24/7 news cycle, every word that Jefferson says is going to be put through the ringer and squeezed and digested and turned and all this. You know, every wide receiver in the NFL wants to have chemistry with their quarterback. You think Justin Jefferson's the only one? Give me a break. It doesn't mean he's getting traded. However, what does still bother me, Pete, is that he has still not signed a new contract, and we're 11 days away from the draft, and the Vikings are really interested in trying to get up higher in the draft.
And not long ago, I threw that out there that would you trade JJ? And everybody jumped on me. Oh, that's a terrible thing. You can't possibly do that. Why would you do that? I understand all of that. It's not a matter of what I think. It's what I'm looking at that makes me think that. And this is before this interview with Kevin Hart. I look at JJ and why has he not signed yet?
Yes.
You know, what is it that's pushed this thing from the start of last season? Let's remember, this started in August, right? So we've gone around and here we are. We're pushing towards May. And I just wonder, guys, if we don't have the quarterback yet, and even if we draft a quarterback extremely high, is that going to be the right quarterback for JJ? And you know, and how long does it take for that quarterback to get to the comfort level behind the offensive line that we've got? I'll tell you, I think there's a lot of reasons why that's still not a complete fantasy that he would get traded somewhere. Arizona, the Jets, Kansas City, Washington, New England, all of those teams have massive amounts of space, cap space still, to be able to do something like that. And all those different players that I was looking at, for instance, Arizona, they got a number 4, number 27, number 35. They've got picks into 2025 and they got $41 million in cap space. Could they actually go and get Marvin Harrison and trade for JJ and give up all these draft picks? I wouldn't put it past them.
Pete, I'm shutting you down again. It's not happening. It's not, they're not trading him. And also, the other thing to note is there was never going to be a deal before the draft. These last 2 months, they're not even talking with him right now.
Yeah, but it started in August.
Yeah, but it started last year. There was time back then to have talks and do that. I agree with that. But the last, like, 2 months, it should not be a shock that there has been no improvement. I think it gets done in 2 weeks after the draft. I think that they go very quickly. They give a very good offer. I am sleeping well at night. He is re-signing on a massive contract.
I would
contract,
trade him.
But he is re-signing. I have zero doubt in my mind.
Here's what we don't know, and it's the crux of both of your arguments. What we don't really – we say, well, you'd never trade Justin Jefferson. Why would you trade Justin Jefferson? Here's what you don't know, what we don't know. What does Justin Jefferson truly want?
Yeah.
If Justin Jefferson, for some reason, doesn't like – the offense, doesn't like the quarterback that they get, doesn't like whatever happens. If he doesn't want to be here, then you don't have a choice. You have to trade him. I'm not saying they should. I'm not saying they will. But what we don't know, and probably only Justin Jefferson and his agent know, truly in his heart of hearts, where does he want to be? What does he want? This quote on the Kevin Hart podcast doesn't change a whole lot for me. Again, let's be honest, folks. Like, if we could all pick our coworkers, wouldn't we be happy? Of course we could. Everybody has that coworker that you're like, I really wish I didn't have to work with them. But you do it anyway. Of course you want to do that, but you can't. But it is interesting to me, and I do wonder, and I'm sure it's not going to happen, but does Justin Jefferson, how closely is he with the quarterback that if the Vikings do get a quarterback in the first round, what does his input matter? Does it? Pete, you were in the NFL. I mean, I don't see any way. Maybe it's different now. I don't see any way that a general manager, coach, whatever, that it's good at all to try to check with your players about who you might take.
Right. No, that
doesn't happen.
And we've heard of players who want that, though. But yeah. But what they want and what they get, I don't think those are two different things. I just continue to look at it this way. Are we really a team that we think this next year, whoever we draft, and we just stay where we are, do we think that is a team that's a playoff team? And if you do, maybe. Well, then great. But if you don't, then JJ's that much older. Not that he's old, but he's that much older. Mm-hmm. And when are you going to have the quarterback really ready? When's the offensive line going to be able to protect that quarterback? All of those questions, I think, are out there. So do you do something very similar to what we've seen with the Texans and some of the other teams where they amass a bunch of draft picks that are somewhere in the upper end of the first round and then try to build the team that way? And I know nobody likes to hear that, but I don't think that's a terrible thing. And we're seeing the Chicago Bears. We better watch out, I think. Yeah. Although I don't like Caleb as the guy, but everybody else does. No matter what, they have two picks in the first nine.
Inside Twins coming up after us today in just a couple of minutes, but I want to make sure we get to the Styles Financial talking text line before we go. Talking about Olympic athletes, paying these amateur athletes is getting out of hand, even in college, which I agree with. Someone else telling, it's not the beginning of the end. That happened, as you said, Pete, that happened when we allowed professional athletes to compete in the Olympics. Paying Olympic athletes is accelerating the path they've been on for 30 years. That's Marty in Minneapolis. You made that point. I don't disagree with that at all.
Yeah, it's tough. No, I totally agree with you. I'm so excited about the draft. I can't even tell you. And let's hope we have JJ still on the team, but I don't know.
All right. All right. We'll talk to you next week, everybody. Inside Twins coming up next.
Provis and Chris Atterbury and Paul Molitor on the call.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.